my friends on the minority side, I want to appeal to you to stop inciting speculation and to work with us. Give us constructive criticism, give us ideas so that we can complement the ideas we are already pursuing, so we can provide the kind of direction our people expect of us. Ladies and gentlemen, we also have heard that gross international reserves is improving and the external balance is continuing to improve. The gross international reserve improved to cover 3 months of import as at April 2024, up from 2.7 months in December 2023. The trade and current balances remain positive. Interest rates are falling, with the 91-day Treasury bill rate presently at 25.7%, down from 29.4% at the end of 2023. The fiscal consolidation program is progressing smoothly, as Ghana's primary fiscal balance improved by over 4 percentage points of GDP in 2023. And we are committed to further improve the primary balance to a surplus of 0.5% of GDP by the end of this year, and 1.5% of GDP in the 2025-2028 period. The fiscal efforts are supported by reforms to enhance revenue mobilization and streamline non-priority expenditures, whilst expanding social protection programs to mitigate the impact of fiscal adjustment on the poor. After successfully securing a staff-level agreement under the second review of the IMF-supported program in April 2024, the IMF Executive Board approved the second review of Ghana's program last Friday, 28 June 2024. And this has just been confirmed by IMF Mission Chief, Stefan Rode. We therefore expect the fund to disburse the third tranche of $360 million by close of business today, Monday, 1st July 2024, bringing total disbursement so far to $1.6 billion. We have also, ladies and gentlemen,